In what occasion that we expressed our intimate friendship to others? It is the invitation to eat, dine, and share bread at the dinner table. It says that who you ate with revealed who you valued and trusted as your friends and loved ones. In the sacred scriptures, one of the most awesome and beautiful images of heaven is the royal wedding and banquet given by the king. This great banquet involves a lavish meal, foods that are overflowing, and gathering of significant guests and friends. In our gospel for today, we may be surprised, like Jesus' audience, why would the guests turn down the king's invitation, the master's invitation? The invitation to this banquet was sent out in advance to the guests for them to have ample time to prepare. Also, this great banquet takes many days to prepare, and this event is so essential to the king, to the master. Why these guests made light to the king's gracious invitation to feasts at his table? Because the guests put their own interests above the king's invitation. This banquet is God's banquet, the feast that he prepared for us. The excuses that the guests gave may also be our own excuses. The first excuse is about one's personal business or work to take precedence over God's invitation. The second excuse is about allowing our possessions to come before our God. And the third excuse places home and family ahead of God. My brothers and sisters, is God our priority? What are our excuses towards the invitation of God to share his meal with us? Are our tasks and work become the wall between us and God? Do we also allow recreation, social media, and other diversions crowd our time for God over our prayers and worship? We can serve God best when we welcome, place, and invite him into our work, our homes, and our personal lives. What about the image of the poor, the maimed, blind, and lame, who represents the outcast, the outsiders of the society? Jesus Christ is telling us on this second part of the story that there is also enough room at the banquet of God for those who are outsiders, those who are in the peripheries of the society, those who are from the highways and hedges. The invitation will not only for the chosen people of Israel, the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. Not only for the rich, but also for the poor. Not only for saints, but also for sinners. This is an invitation of grace, an invitation of favor and kindness from the loving and merciful God. So, my dear brothers and sisters, the invitation was sent to us already. come to the banquet. Join our Lord in his table.